أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we have a topic with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be one of the most serious topic we deal with it today, especially in colleges and in a working arena. And we're going to go through it inshallah. What is the topic? رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم استخدمنا ولا تستبدلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، أعن بنا ولا تعن علينا، انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا، انكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا. اللهم ارض عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واختم لنا وأنت راضي عنا، وارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. My dear brother and sister in Islam, set the intention inshallah for Allah only. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this time witness to us, not against us. Benefit to us in this life and hereafter. And give us sincerity in this life and hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart. Open our heart to understand and comprehend. Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. What's that?
The power of Allah. Whatever Allah has written will reach us. Allah has given us the choice.
Okay, let's go one sentence at a time. Give me one sentence at a time.
The topic is Qadr.
The topic is Qadr, destiny.
The power of Allah.
The power of Allah.
Whatever Allah has written,
whatever Allah is written,
will reach us.
Will reach us.
Allah has given us the choice.
Allah has given us a choice.
Question.
Question. If everything is written,
meaning
we have no choice.
The person who does good deeds,
the person who does good deed
or bad deed,
and those who do mischief, and who do mischief
has no choice. Is this justice? Where is the loving God?
What do you think?
Very good question.
Yes. And most of the people meet people in colleges or missionary, and they will talk about this topic, and the Muslim all of a sudden will stand absolutely paralyzed. Is destiny completely make us paralyzed and have no any will, or we have a will? And if we do, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He command us of a lot of do and don't in Quran. Because in Quran you have command and ruling. By the way, this topic is actually one of the topic, it show the hypocrite from the believer. Why? Because if you surrender and submit to Allah honestly and sincerely and purely to Allah, you will see without no doubt the will of Allah over any will, and the destiny of Allah is taking place. What about the free will? If you think about it, Every time you think you have a free will, you have mischief. You've done bad, not good. Where is it coming from? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wrote everything, where is justice? And where is the loving God? One of the pillars of faith to somebody embrace Islam, to believe in Qadr, destiny, good and bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described it in Quran in many places. He is the one He create, He is the one who puts the Qadr, destiny, He's the one He planned everything, and He's the one He guide. By this way, everything going to Allah. What Allah wants from us is strive, is struggle, try. To kill, you have to plan to kill. To go to the masjid, you have to plan to go to the masjid. This one has a will, this one has a will. To do good deed, you need to have a will, an intention to do good deed. To go drinking or go to the bar, you have to have intention. And everyone will be going toward what Allah make it easy for him. How? I said it before in many tapes, but I will remind myself and I remind you with it again. And by the way, this topic you cannot argue with somebody's arrogant. Arrogant never understand this topic and he will never accept it. Unless you are in a state of humble and remember who you are, you will never can comprehend this topic. By this way, each one have to answer himself. If me now, at this moment, in a state of humble, is me sitting with humble, be poor to Allah and want Allah to feed me? Is me really want understand this topic? And why I want it? As a believer, believe it or not, this topic is very easy. Do you know why? Allah said, the Prophet said, we believe in Allah and what he said and what the believer said. And what the Prophet ﷺ said. By this way, we can break it into 2 points. How to define this topic and understand inside of ourselves, and how we talk to others. It's 2 different topics. And we have to remember that. Because when you submit to Allah, whatever Allah tell you in Quran, number one, we submit to it. Under the belief, Allah, the Quran is the word of Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his word is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indirectly. Or indirectly. But if I'm dealing with somebody who doesn't believe at all, he doesn't believe in Allah, he doesn't believe in the Creator, he doesn't believe in Quran, he doesn't believe in the Prophet, I cannot argue with him in the same way. You see? By this way, let's finish first the philosophy point of view. And we can make a note and we go back to the Qadr from Islamic point of view. Okay? From philosophical point of view, very simple. Number one, the person who asks you, is he really want guidance? No. He want to argue. Why he want argue? Because he's arrogant. Because who's the philosopher? A person reach a limit of arrogance to the point he's blind. This is my definition. This is why he can start dipping his finger in every topic and try to define it by his own self and forgetting the Creator by himself. Because if I believe in Allah, I have to define people and put them in different categories according to what Allah said. Who's the ultimate loser? The one who cannot know Allah. And the person who cannot know Allah, he's veiled. Why he's veiled? Because he's arrogant and stubborn. By this way, the person who's arrogant and stubborn, he's not asking me a question. He give me an argue with the intention to make me paralyzed, and he feel happy, he keeping doubt in myself, and he will walk. He doesn't want answer from you. It doesn't matter what you said. This is you have to inculcate in yourself first. He just brought in an argue. He has no rules. He can put any argue in any time according to what he does. Who is his teacher? The philosopher. Shaitan, without no doubt. And Shaitan keep bubbling up with all this topic. By this we tell the person who asks this question, okay, do you believe in a Creator? If he believe in a Creator, we continue. If you do not believe in a Creator, what's the big deal if the Creator is just or not just? If you already make a decision and you're acting like a lawyer and a judge and everybody else, you see, by this way, it's no big deal. If he said, I believe in a Creator, we said it. Yes, everything in the hand of the Creator, but according to the status of your heart, between you and the Creator will open for you the door of goodness or the door of evil. Because if you really want the Creator open for you the road of guidance, the road of light, and you will go through the Creator, and the Creator will give you all the goodness in this life and hereafter. But if you decided you do not want the Creator, and you want to take the enemy of the Creator, which is the devil, pays a price. Now, if we believe all is destined, because don't forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He created us, He created the soul. And inside the soul, He knows from His ultimate knowledge which soul is bad, which soul is good. By this way, what we see a scenario of the physical. But the action of the soul has been done. And very simple. Tell him, for example, you in the front of me, you can keep argue if you like. Or you can check and investigate and study if you like. This is why every philosopher coming with his own point of view and understanding. And this is why generation after generation, one philosopher will erase another philosopher. Or change the whole theory. Or the understanding. And it varies from one area to another. Because all of them is sick. Why? Because they forget mankind according even to their own knowledge, which is psychology. It varies from one place to another according to their living experience and the heritage experience and the learning experience. A human being is so complicated and it changed, it varies from one place to another, one time to another. Now imagine who you are to coming and put rule to mankind according to your unlimited knowledge from one living experience in one place and time. What arrogant more than that? And what is stupid from me to study the theory of a man and vote it as a rule. How much stupid and blindness. We study big philosopher name, and who's he are? Men died. How much do you travel? How much do you see? How much do you know? This topic actually is one of the most sickest phenomenon of today. Because you study the life of sick people. This is what they are. Actually, in the long days, people like that used to go to the mental institute. Why? Because you lost their mind. Why? Because you cannot rationale. The rationale for things, the open all kind of topic is no end. Who do that? Who is causing the mess of confusion? Shaitan. To deceive you. Because once you confuse, he make you lose your time, lose your thinking, and you're finished. Anytime anybody not satisfied about the answer or he feel is not completed, talk to me. By this way, before we answer anyone, we should use whatever Allah give us from guidance and light. Is the person who asking me, is he really need guidance or he need ague? And let me tell you, the majority of people today do not need guidance. They need to ague. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Because if the person needs really guidance and he need knowledge, he will come and ask. But the majority of people just love to ague or run away as escape. By this way, the people you're dealing with in your life today, especially in colleges, most of them, they ague. And most of them, the reason they ague with you for a main important point. They know you as a young youth, a Muslim, do not have enough knowledge, and they want just leave a nice dot of doubt. And over 4 or 5 years in colleges, by the time you finish your college, your mind is out. You have no iman. They make you doubt of everything, and we're going to go through it now. Okay, inshallah? By this way, me, as a believer, I have to distinguish who you are as a person of questioning. Like when somebody coming and said, oh, you in Islam, you allowed to marry for wife, and you can do this, and you have polygamy, and you can divorce easy, and you can do this. I said to the person, what's the matter with you? If you do not like the book from the beginning, and do not like the author, what the ruling inside will matter to you? You should be busy about if the book is true or false. If it's false, you are clean. If it's true, you have to obey it. This is a topic for you only. But to sit and pick and choose what you like and what you don't like, meaning you are in a state of arrogance. You do not want guidance. You like to look for a book, it can please your own desire. If I'm a man, I love to have many wives, I will love polygamy, I become a Muslim. If I'm a woman and I hate polygamy and I'm a jealous woman, forget about Islam. You see how it go? Where's the slavery to Allah? Where's surrender to Allah? By this way, us as a Muslim, we have to be careful. Most of the ruling, all the ruling in Quran, all you believe, not all you people. All you people is aqidah, tawheed. Faith in Allah. But do and don't all you believe. And all you believe is all you believe. But so if somebody argue you, he's not all you believe, don't argue with him.
Question 2. What kind of justice?
What kind of justice?
From the Creator. For Ahmad and Muhammad.
To enter paradise. And John and Michael
to enter hellfire.
Why? Some question in colleges today is very common. A person come to you and tell you, if your Creator is just and loving God, How come you go to paradise and everybody go to hellfire? Because you born in a Muslim family? And he born a Christian or Jew or a Hindu? Why? We said the sentence he said is wrong. It doesn't mean I come from a Muslim family, I'm going to paradise. And I get a green ticket to go to paradise. No. I might have inherited Muslim name. I might have inherited the habit of Salah and fasting. But I never was a Muslim. Listen to me careful. You can pray. You can fast. You can do Hajj, but you're not a Muslim. Why? You're doing it as a habit and ritual. And you never surrender and submit to Allah the way He wanted 24 hours, 7 days a week. And this is what's happening to the Ummah today. People worship and they think he's a Muslim. No. If you're not submitting yourself all the time fully to Allah, you're not a Muslim. You are a Muslim only part-time in the time you like, in a time of habit. Meaning, the majority of the time you are a mushrik, having partner with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make it clear, I forgive all the sins, even major sins, except shirk, except partner with Allah. By this way, I tell the person who argue with me, doesn't mean my name is Ahmed or Muhammad, I get a cart to Jannah, to paradise. No. I have to submit, I have to surrender, I have to show faith, I have to believe and do good deed and struggle building my belief with the intention, inshallah, with the will of Allah, Allah will accept it and I go to paradise. What about you, Michael and John? Where is justice? Yes, it's justice there. You have a brain? Yes. Can you think? Yes. Can you study? Yes. Can you go to colleges? Yes. How come you did not study another way? How come you do not search? By this way, I am a trial for you, you a trial for me. Allah will ask me about how much I do not pass the knowledge to you, and you have the obligation and be questioned about how come you did not make an effort to check where is the truth. Does this answer the question? Very simple. We make effort. How come you do not make an effort in that? We make effort to buy audio equipment, video equipment. Go to the disco. Go to Bahama. How much effort you make to know who is your creator? Or you want to follow your own parents? If you want to follow, this fine. But this is not what the creator wants. Similar, if I follow my parents without struggling and gain knowledge to build my own faith, I can be in danger too. Okay?
Number three. If we have no free choice.
If we have no free choice.
Why do some of us go to hellfire and some of us go to paradise?
If we have no free choice. Meaning everything is destined. How come some of us go to paradise, some of us go to hellfire?
Is this justice?
Is this justice? You see, again, we forget. You see, both of the people who do this argue, they forget a very basic common sense. They forget who they are and who is the creator. How much they know and how much he know. Because most of the people who give you this question is a liar. Is a deep liar. That's it. They're not looking for really an answer. Why? Because anyone who really want answer, he will be with you, willing to get the answer. But most of the people will want to argue and leave. And again, leave doubt in you. Very simple. If everything is written, How come we go to paradise, some of us, and some of us go to hellfire? The answer is very simple. Is me a creator or a creation? Very simple. If he said a creation, tell him very simple. Obey the creator, you go to paradise. Follow your desire and acting like chicken without head and follow your devil and your desire, you will go to hellfire. This is what the creator said. Is not my job. It is your job. If you do not like it, go to the creator one-to-one and ask him. Or check and study again. It's very simple. Can you see it, how simple it is? Very simple. Tell him, imagine, here you are as a professor or whatever. You give me a test, and I'm coming, ignore it completely, and I won't pass. Yes, from your ultimate knowledge, maybe you know the weakness of every student and strength. But you have to give the test as a trial, as an evidence. By this way, if some of them coming to you and tell you, you professor, injustice, you claim I'm not a good student. I said, look at your test. This is what you've done. Don't blame me. This is the answer. Similar to the creator. What we are right now, we are in a living examination time. We are in examination time. When we die, in the end of examination time. Tin, tin, tin. Time is off. No more examination. From the time of death is the time of judgment according to what you've done in examination time. Very simple. Any question about this point? You see how clear? Very clear. If we have a free choice,
it will contradict Qadr.
How? You see, people will make a dispute. We are sometime free, sometime not free. Sometime we have a free will, sometime we are according to destiny. Very simple. This topic, many people make dispute about it. And the philosophizing this topic. If we sit down thinking, we have a free will. But this free will according to what? According to what inside of me? You see? What inside of me show up? If I'm really humble and I try to seek and search and connect myself to the Creator, it will not matter to me. And if I'm being arrogant and I do not want really seek, it also will not matter to me. You see how it goes? Because one do not want reach. Because why you want reach? If you believe in the hereafter, if you believe in paradise, if you believe in hellfire, if you believe you want please your own master. But most of the people who open this argue, they are atheists. Or again, they want build doubt. By this way, if they are having no creator at all in their life, tell them what's the big deal? You already do not believe in any creator. If you believe in the creator, you have to build the sequence. Go search who is the creator. And if you find the creator, find his book or revelation. And if you find the revelation, at this time you are a slave. You're not a master. Be humble and see what the master wants from you. At this time, he will guide you and he will explain it to you. But nothing I can do for you right now. And if you claim that, fine. But remember, you will be questioned about it. If you want any advice, I will help you. If you want any guidance, ask the Creator and I will help you with any material. By this way, you take your responsibility completely in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this answer the question or no? Anybody has a doubt about any of my answer, tell me. Go ahead.
How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
chose His people to do His work?
Meaning?
The Creator with His knowledge
and ultimate wisdom
choose people to be instrument
for goodness
and work for Him.
And another group will be used.
Another group will be used
as instrument for mischief,
meaning
the devil is using them.
Is this justice?
And why? If you, the one that put them in this condition,
if you, the one, put all this in everybody in this condition,
and allow them with your ultimate wisdom,
to do what they are doing,
why
you will punish them later on? You see, very simple again. By the way, what we're doing is the same thing. You can hear it in many colleges again, or many session, or many group. Because don't forget, if you think about this answer, where it's coming from? A person humble or a person who's arrogant? Huh? Arrogance. You think the person of arrogance will have guidance? No. Why? Why is he blind?
Allah has veiled them.
Why Allah will veil them? Because arrogant. Arrogant belongs to the Creator. Imagine a virus can kill you. A mosquito can drive you nuts. Your body is very weak. You are very, very limited human being. Limited in earth. The sign around you overwhelming of the power of the Creator. And you still want to play arrogant? Why the Creator will guide you? Yes, but the arrogance of the Creator is different. Allah, He owns the arrogance. But the arrogance of the Creator is different. Why? He owns. Arrogance with strength. You see, the arrogance of the Creator was good quality. He's the doer. But now, if you try to play a master, how you can do it? You play arrogance with mischief. Your knowledge is unlimited. You do not have justice. You do not have mercy. You do not have the quality of the Creator. This is why arrogance in the eye of Allah is different than our arrogance. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O the son of Adam, what do you own? Who you are to walk in my earth with arrogance? You eat my food. You smell my air. You get the strength from me. I can take you any time. What are you arguing about? Can you cause any harm to Allah? No. Allah can destroy you in a moment. He is the Creator. He is the doer. He is the King of the King. if he want anything to be, will be finished. But you see, once a person deceived and get away from the line of the Creator and the line of humble and being a slave to the Creator, all what we're talking about will happen. Just from where? From the shaitan, the devil. Why the shaitan is doing that? The devil is doing that from jealousy and envy. He said, oh Allah, you plot and plan against me. I will do the same to mankind, and I will not them reach him. I will not allow them to reach paradise. What Allah said, go, I will give you the power, but you will not have no power or strength except those who follow you. My servant, you have no power or will over them. By this way, Allah, he put the foundation of everything. Whoever is slave to Allah, shaitan cannot have anything to do with them. If you slave to yourself and your temptation and your desire and your sickness, go. Shaitan will be your master. This is a foundation now. Don't ever forget it. This principle. Allah finish it. Topic is closed. By this way, those who open this argue, why Allah chose certain people to work for Allah? Because he's slave. They slave, and they get up in slavery until they reach a level which Allah chose them to be the one to work for him. In another hand, another people go stray away from Allah unless or until the devil keep controlling of them completely. Why Allah allow it? Again, he allow it with his ultimate knowledge according to the sickness of the heart or the guidance. You always will find it. And this piece of guidance or dirt inside the heart, Allah, he put it in the first place in the heart with his ultimate knowledge as a trial. And he give us a free will to see. For example, the person who argue with you, you tell him, okay, if I am wrong, you have all the way to prove I'm wrong or right. Go study, investigate, and find out. They will not do it. They will argue only, but they will not study it. And even if they study with the intention to see mistake. And they won't contradict the knowledge with their own principle. Imagine a human being put his own foundation and his own pillar of understanding life. Why Allah will give him guidance? It's a big difference between looking for revelation to be a slave and looking for revelation to contradict it with your own dirty principle. You have to steadfast with all these topics. Because it's very simple. Tell him, so and so, how much you study this and that? How much you study philosophy? How much you study psychology? How much you study biology? How much you study chemist? How much you study religion in general? How many religion you have been studied in your life? Do you really want the Creator? Do you really want to be a slave? And if you do not want, you think all this topic, it will matter to you? Because again, it's like, don't forget also, you have a pillar in Islam. Islam is submission. And we have a pillar. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam, Adam, don't eat from this tree. It doesn't matter the tree, it has a good fruit or a bad fruit. It is obedience. If the person do not want to be in a state of obedience in the first place, what are you going to do to him? Nothing. He just give you an ague. Why he give you an ague? Again, to make you, oh, by the way, he's right. Meaning, maybe my book is wrong. And if it's my book is wrong, I should not follow. Let's go dancing. Ha ha ha. You see? Don't forget, you do that with a principle. Because once you have no any foundation and no solid belief and no fundamental belief, anything go. Let's go party. Let's go in a whatever group. We go in a whatever group. Let's do this. Is no halal and haram. Is no permissible and forbidden anymore. Anything go. By this way, you want to snatch your belief to be like them. And Allah said it. If you read Surah Al-Baqarah carefully, in many places Allah said it. He said, they do that to be stray like them. Envy from the inside and jealous. If you be stray like them, they love you and they will support you. If you become a true Muslim, they will hate you and they will become obstacle against you. This is normal. By this way, you go to Allah. And this answers the question. You see, always remember, our question and our answer go according to what Allah teach us and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a pillar, they do not. We cannot just engage with our mind. And otherwise, you think we will gain? If we engage us with our mind, we gain? No way, we lose. And very soon we'll become like them. Exactly. The one who created humanity
in his wisdom and ultimate knowledge
knows what we will do
and knows our end
and know our end
or our destination.
And know our destination.
In this case,
in my heart,
I do not want to believe.
Meaning
my status now.
In his knowledge,
this is how I will be ended. In this case, this is his destiny.
This his destiny.
Not mine. He want me to be this way. Is this justice to go to hellfire? Does it make sense?
What do you think? Anybody can answer this question? It's very simple again. You see, you ask the person again, okay? You said you do not want to believe. Why you do not want to believe? He will go through a big scenario. Okay? Ask him, okay? You try again? You try? You really try to seek and he will not give you guidance? If you keep arguing like that, meaning he, with ultimate knowledge, he know. Your heart is dirty and you still want to be arrogant. Be humble and see what he will give you. Because from his ultimate knowledge, he know who his heart will be tight and who will heart will be open.
Can I add something more?
Sure.
When you do a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can multiply that one good deed by 10, by 30, by 100, or whatever.
Allah can multiply it by 1, by 10, by 100, by 1,000, whatever.
Because all is in His hands.
Okay.
So He can even elevate ourselves.
Exactly. Okay. He can elevate or He can disgrace.
Yes.
He can close the chest, He can open the chest. Now, what about justice? Again, is me making effort to reach him and he said no? No. Why you do not go to the library? You want books? I give you books. You want video? I give you video. You want meet learned people and talk to them? We do. You want go step by step? We do. They will not do that and they will run away. If they sincere, really argue, they will sit with you step by step. Why you need this information to how to handle them? By this way, it will not build doubt in you. And you will help other because you, supposed to be as a Muslim, is helping mankind to show and know who is Allah. Do you know who we are actually? We're supposed to be like the handle of the curtain. We're supposed to be helping mankind to take the curtain out. By this way, they can see and know who is Allah. How? By leading them step by step how to reach Allah. Again, the honest one, he will come along. The sincere one, he will come along. The humble one will come along. The truthful one will come along. The sick one will run away. The arrogant one will run away. All the time. And it's justice from Allah. He veil whom he want with their arrogance. And he open with whom he want for those who want him. Look at us. Every Friday night come. What we doing? Some people go to the gym. Some people go to the bar. Some people go to the nightclub. Some people go dancing. Some people go in the street. Some people sit in the front of the TV. Some people go rent a movie. Some people even do not know what to do with themselves. Some people go take drugs. Some people go have alcohol. Some people just want to do something. And in the meantime, you have mosque, you have even church, you have places, you have gathering. By this way, everybody has the time. Why are you doing what you're doing? Who is holding you tight of choosing? Is your own sickness. Can you see it now? And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you see to prove. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you are shuhada'ullah ala al-ard. You are the eyewitness of Allah in earth. By this way, if somebody like professor or whatever, or somebody came and said, oh Allah, I do not know. Allah come. What about this brother? You didn't hear from him? What about this sister? You don't hear from her? And we become witness to each other or against each other. All of us, in any given time. What happened if even a mankind is not involved? Allah will call, Rak, come, talk. What you hear from this person and what he did? A tree, come, talk. Mountain, come, talk. Earth, come, talk. Air, come, talk. Everything will talk to you or against you according to what you're doing. Evidence. Allah is just. Does this answer the question? Yes or no? I do not want you to say yes and you do not have it yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Can I
hear you?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. What is the answer?
I do not know. How do you want me to believe in something?
Meaning, if somebody asks me the question, we just talk about it. And me as a Muslim said, I do not know. And I shake my chest or my shoulder. What the person will do? He can say, if you claim you believe and you do not know. How you want me to believe in something you do not believe in it and you do not know? Can you see it? How we sell something we do not believe it? It doesn't work. Can you see? By this way, unless we know for a fact what we're talking about with concrete evidence, or we tell the person, come on, I lead you to the one who can answer you. Or let me give you a book. Or let me give you a videotape. If you're really sincere and you want to know. If the person sincere, he will continue with you. If he just liar, he said, drop it and go. Don't worry about it. Okay? Because we have to learn when we talk and when we can engage in a stupid argue. Okay, this question has been asked by one person.
This question is very famous in philosophy courses.
Okay, just one moment. Repeat the question slowly. Come here.
But do not shake this. And slowly and clear.
How do you know?
No. Close the mic to you.
How do you know?
A little bit higher.
How do you know that you exist? And René Descartes, one philosopher, answered this question by the famous statement, "I think, therefore I am." What do you say about this?
You remember the principle? What the beginning we said? If a person really was shayateen, imagine he come with all this knowledge and he coming with his thinking and he cannot discover he is having a creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they did not see inside themselves. Because us as a human being, a very complicated, accurate machine. If you look at it with humble, you have to discover. This machine cannot come by you. We're talking about the bees. Imagine all the kingdom of the bees, all of them running exactly the same system. He cannot discover that. Is all these bees, okay, and all this kingdom, even of ant, they running excellent system, and they all the same without no teacher. Come on, without even one mistake, one any different, the Chinese bees, different than the Canadian bees, different than American bees, different than the African bees? No! They have little bit different in structure and the color of honey. But the kingdom of bees identical. Who teach them? What about the fish? Do you know some fish swim for 10,000 miles underneath the ocean to go drop the eggs? Now what about the new fish who coming and go again to the opposite stream after they become a tiny fish to by the time they reach the destination of the motherland, who gives them the education? Come on! We call the instinct. Instinct? Okay, what's the instinct? Look at it in a dictionary. Where's the knowledge coming from? It has to be from someone. Every year, no mistake. Look at the creation, you will see. Look at the bird. Look at some animal. The way they go in the system exactly identical. Who's the teacher? He said, Mother Earth. Said, who teaching you? Mr. Philosopher? He said, I study by so and so and so and so and so and so. Said, can I study by myself without no teacher at all? They will not approve it. They will go to different argue. Their argue is false. Go admit to college and said, I'm professor so and so. They said, which college you have been educated at? Who give you the professor degree? No. I believe I should be a professor. I'm professor. I'm thinking about it. I should have it. What do you think, Zarida? 911. Go. Tell them why you do not believe in me as a professor and you won't believe in the whole creator has no professor. Without no professor. Actually, if you look at the whole life, is an ultimate beautiful college and university running by the will of the Creator. But again, who are you talking to? If you study these people really thoroughly, with an Islamic eye, you will see they was possessed with the devil, 100% pure devils. They are baby devil having names. That's it. But they've been educated so highly to become a professor in a devil field. That's it. And once you get reach this level, they call you a philosopher. And our stupid kids go study to become like them.
One philosopher, Socrates, was actually killed. And the state, the crime against the state was corrupting the minds of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he was accused of.
Socrates.
Yes.
He was been killed because corrupting the mind of the youth. Actually, if you look today, what philosophy do? Tell me, what's the benefit? And once you have a degree, you're walking in earth with complete arrogance, and you're thinking everybody's sick except you. Because you are the professor.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yahdikum Allah wa yaslah balakum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How we sneeze? Why we sneeze? Do you know if you hold the sneeze, what happened to you? No, it can create a lot of problem in your brain because it unbalances certain circle of a fluid between you and here, the nose and the ear and the brain. What about if you cannot release some gas? What do you call it? Best wind. If you cannot release it, what will happen to you? You have a lot of cramps. You will be crying. You want anything to release it. Look how a human being is so weak and acting with arrogance. But the problem is not they are, the problem us. Another question coming in philosophy class
is, who fit to rule the state?
Very simple. What is it? You have continue.
Politician
or philosopher. One worse than the other. You see, in the old days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this poor man who's talking to you to sit with one of the oldest politician in Egypt in the early 50 and early 40. And this man, before he died, he make a meeting with us and he said, in our time, we used to have little bit of decency in politician. And we used to really try to help our people. He said, in your time, which now 60 years old now, this situation for him, he said, politician is a person who is a thief, a liar, with a big smile. And his job, how to make you believe of what he's doing, and you clap your hand. By this way, he steal you, he steal your thinking. He make you work for him, and you're smiling, and you're clapping your hand. This is a politician. What about a philosopher? A philosopher, an arrogant person, he lost to the point he doesn't know who he is, and he starts philosophizing everything according to his own rationale, because we, according to Islam, if you cannot discover who created you, you are lost. You are blind, you are not worth anything. Any animal better than you. By this way, you have some people have nothing except their own goal and material and money status and ego. And you have another one who's out of whack. They do not know who they are, what they want, and just creating a massive of confusion. Who's the less evil? This is a question. If you want, let the state rule. Rule by whom? Politician or philosopher? We said as a Muslim, not politician, not philosopher. Because it's not up to us. The Creator, He own it, and He is the ruler, not us. And we rule in earth according to His rule and teaching by His last prophet. Any time we will not listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, meaning we follow tawagheet. Tawagheet, any constitution rather than the constitution of Allah. You see? And is forbidden completely. To run our life, our personal life, our daily life, our local life, our state life, according to ourselves, it is a major sin. Because Allah is the ruler. Finished. Very simple. You see, he can argue and fill the books with argue. And all you hear and read is argue. And we're supposed to study all this argue. Imagine. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What then would you recommend for our youth that's in college and taking such courses?
What you recommend for such youth in college taking such courses? Don't forget. First, we are in America or in Europe or Australia. What do you do? They have to give you some corruption to make sure you become like them. Even if you study biology or you study mathematics or you study architecture, you have to study a little bit of psychology and philosophy. Why? They make sure they want you to be doctrine again according to their system. Now, let me tell you something. Education is very simple. According to who you are, the status of your heart, what do you want, what you aiming for, you will study. By this way, I do not blame also the kids. Because the kids is a mirror of their parents. You have to worry about that. Now, what happens if the parents wake up in a time the kids is lost? Cry to Allah, that's it. Cry to Allah and be sincere. Nothing you can do. You seeing in your own eyes your own destruction, your own stray. And if you're honest to Allah, you'll be crying day and night for Allah to save your child. Because nobody else can save your child except Allah. But this is what we feed our kids. Get a job, get a status, get a car, get a house, get their clothing. Build your life, build a future, build security. Who feed them that? We do. And when they go astray, we keep crying. No, don't cry. Cry about what you feed them and stop it. Some of us, even until today, we cry over what they're doing and we do the same thing. You see? It doesn't work. By this way, Islam teach us. Everyone responsible, but parents is responsible. Parents is responsible. What we feed our kids, not only food, what we feed them, what we show them, what we teach them, how we are acting. Because don't forget also, word is cheap. You can educate your child, but your action is completely the opposite of your education. They will never look at you. They will never listen to you. Because you are a liar. Only they will listen to you if you are sincere. Meaning you're doing what you say.
How do we know that God exists?
How we know is God exists? Very simple. If somebody tell you how we know is God exists, this is what we talk about it. Look to the sign of Allah. Look at the rain. Look at the mountain. Exactly. Squeeze the mouth, squeeze the nose. You see? Everything has... Tell him go buy a TV. What you have inside the TV? Technical manual. Who sends the technical manual with the TV? The manufacturer. Can you use the equipment without the technical manual? No, the technical manual to how to use it, because he's the ones he made it. But the person, if he loves to argue, he will argue. But there's no any humble human being in earth, even in the middle of the desert, in the middle of whatever, he will tell you is no creator. Only people in colleges with big brain, according to what they think, is the ones who do that, who's arrogant. But deep inside, wait until the person goes to the hospital and see what will happen. He said, oh God. He said, what do you mean? He said, no, I do not mean it. Arrogant again. Yes. Because the creator is very simple. The sign of the creator of overwhelming. Anybody want to prove is a creator, yes or not, is hundred and hundred and thousand of way. They will come and give you the topic. Which one is first, the egg or the chicken? Right? And again, but you stood fast. Do you know the answer, which one first, the egg or the chicken?
There's a good question. Because without the egg, you can have the chicken, and without the chicken, you can have the egg.
If you are a Muslim, you will know the answer. If you are a Muslim, you will know the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one, He created all the beings. When Adam alayhi salam came to the earth, he did not came in an empty earth. He came in the earth, has trees, has water, has air, has everything, has another creature. But they try again to philosophize the situation. It's big difference between reality and philosophy, by the way. Anybody can philosophize whatever he want. It is real? No, it's not a real. Talk. But our stupidity, we listen to something is not real. And we glory those who are out of whack. And we read their books and we get a master degree and a professor degree, whatever, in nonsense. Yes. And believe me, the poison of disease of knowledge is massive and you cannot get rid of it. You cannot. It's not like the poison of body. A poison of body, you can have a stomach wash quick. You know, you get washed from top and bottom, and they wash you up quick. And still, little bit of the poison will be spread in your body. What about the poison of knowledge? Can you flush your brain? Can you flush your brain cell? Shariza? No. If some brain cell is stuck in certain topic, it will keep going back and forth, causing problems the rest of your life. And again, unless with the ultimate mercy of Allah, He save you and He give you brainwash. How He give you brainwash? By a lot of dhikr. A lot of dhikr, to remember Allah, to wash you up, to purify you. You want to really purify yourself? A lot of dhikr. A lot of dhikr, and put your nose down. Destroy your nose completely for Allah. And even if somebody step in your nose, don't worry about it. It's good for you, to make you more humble. Because you will never really exercise humble until somebody step in your nose. Right or wrong is not the big deal. It's a big deal what you're going to do at this time.
The differences between the believer's thinking or the disbeliever or hypocrite thinking.
The difference between the believer thinking and the disbeliever thinking.
On the other hand,
who supplies a believer of his information?
And who supplies this believer or the hypocrite of his information?
And who supplies the disbeliever and hypocrite with their information?
And the right sequence of the believer's thinking.
And the right sequence of the believer thinking. Today, if we took any small incidents of our life, let's see if I'm a believer or I'm a hypocrite or a disbeliever. Hypocrite and disbeliever go together, always. Allah would put them together in hellfire, not in paradise. Who's a hypocrite? The one who claims he is a Muslim, but internal action is not a Muslim. Hear me correctly. The external part is a Muslim. Fasting, praying, everything, go to Hajj, everything. But internal, he's a disbeliever. How? When it comes to ruling and who will be his master, he will not allow Allah to be his master. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. He always wants to be his own master. He won't follow his habit and custom. He won't follow his desire. The loyalty not to Allah. The loyalty can be to a child, to a husband, to a wife, to a status, to money, anything, but not to Allah. The believer, his everything belong to Allah. Now let's take a scenario. Somebody call me or I call someone. Somebody tell me something. Now I'm start making budding. Budding of what? My own sickness, my own desire, my own thinking and thought and suspicion. Where is it coming from? Shaitan. It cannot come from Allah. Because if I'm a believer, I have a rule and regulation and manner controlling the way I'm thinking. If I'm not in a state of believer, anything go. Can Shaitan put me in a state of disbelief for some time? Sure. And he will try to do that all the time. To build the habit. Once he builds the habit, he tell you, MashaAllah, you are now a small Shaitan like me. Now I have to leave you alone. Because now you will do exactly what I used to command you to do. This is why it's dangerous. Once we build the habit of Shayateen, it's dangerous. And we will not see it. Because always he will come in and give you excuse. The excuse to tell you everybody's wrong. No. He blow it. He blow it out of proportion. You do not know. Let it go. He always give you excuse to keep your own sickness inside of you. If you are a true believer, very simple. You will break it, cut it, stop it. This is the first stage. You remember? The first stage was fighting Shaitan. When he whispered, what we do? Number one, stop it. Don't make cycle. Don't make budding inside of your brain and your heart. By this way, if somebody called me and I'm really in a state of belief, right away I set my intention. Who is calling me? Why he calling me? How I can help? How I can provide any kind of help as a brotherhood or a sisterhood? If I set the intention correctly, so far I'm a slave. If I follow it with the manner of the Prophet ﷺ, I'm still a slave. If I try to do good deed according to Allah, I'm a slave. Where's my desire? It's not there. Where's my suspicion? It's not there. Where's my disease? It's not there. I kill it. Even if it's there, I kill it. Little by little, I break the habit of the devil. By this way, if I am a sincere, very simple. Who calling? And whom I'm answer to? Why? Why I'm listening? What's the intention? How I can be the best Muslim, male or female? What Allah wants from me now, at this moment? How I can engage in this topic according to Islam? And if I do not know, I can take a note and go to somebody who knows and ask question. Can I add or subtract or move any information? No. Because once I add or subtract, I move. Who do it? Shaitan. We allow to do that in one condition. The Prophet ﷺ, he allow us to do that in three conditions. If you are in a battlefield, for example, and you want light to save your life, or you are between two people have dispute and you try to bring goodness between them to bring them together, or a husband and wife, and for the unity of the family and the importance of the family, you lie to your wife or you lie to your husband and said, I love you, and you do not really love them, is allowed. By this way, even the allowance of any difference in talk, it is limited in certain situations. Now let me tell you what's happening. All of us has been living non-Muslim. All of us, whatever way you are, living as non-Muslim. Backbiting become like chips and ice cream. If we do not sit together tonight and do some backbiting nice, something wrong with me. I feel something missing. I love to quote someone. Do you know? He did it, she did it. I did, who did, she did. And who? Him, he, she, when, where? Oh, we just having them some news. Is BBC call you up? No. Is CNN call you up? No. Who call you up? Shaitan. Till you do your own CNN in local area. For the benefit of whom? Shayateen. You slaving of what? Shaitan. You are enemy of what? Allah. What's the benefit you done? Nothing. How much harm? You destroy all your good deed. And you eat the flesh and the meat of your brother and sister without no reasoning. What happened if it's true is a backbiting. What happened if it's not true is a lying. You see? If we go from the beginning and ask what is the intention, if you call me and tell me so and so get married, mashallah, what I can do? Oh, do you heard? Her dress was like that. And she didn't take a shower. And I heard the pants was like that. And the shoes she bought it from so and so. And it was a little bit tight. Is this my job? And they said they go to Hilton, but they go to Sheraton. And I have evidence. What is my job? Tell me. Oh, and she keep crying. Oh, how you know? I saw her face. You saw her face? She tell you, no, but I know. We are master. We are all of us, mashallah, professor, in backbiting and lying. Mashallah. All of us can. We have now, once in a while, everyone now get a degree, professor. And we go submit to New York City University. Backbiting institute and lying institute. And we acting not as a student, as a professor. How many of us like that? The majority of Muslims today. If they're not engaging with it, something wrong with them. Is something wrong with you? Why you do not want to talk? Are you sick? Something wrong in your head? You have a communication problem in your personality? Your mother beat you up when you are young? You see, if we're not engaging is the nonsense, you are sick. You are crazy and something wrong with you. Are you taking some drugs? By this way, the normal attitude of a person as a Muslim become unwanted personality. And believe me, today, if you really act like a Muslim, the majority of people around you will hate you. The majority of people around you will call you crazy. The majority of people around you will call you are nuts. The majority of people around you will hate your guts. You are a boring person. You have no fun. But if you go to the bar having some fun with them, no problem. You are nice. You are a modern person. You are outcoming. Outgoing is also is coming. You know? In English is outgoing. I say it outcoming. Why is outcoming to hellfire? Because you pay the price. This is reality, my brother and sister in Islam. Where is Qadr? Now let's go back to Qadr according to Islam. Imagine somebody call me. Okay? If I have a good heart connected to Allah, you think I have time for some beautiful backbiting at night? Or some nice lying, you know, by the evening time, like a dessert? No. Or the news about every male and female in the area? With news or non-news? No. Meaning, what is my qadr? If I have a good heart, Allah will open the road of good deed for me. Now, the person who called me to give me some of this nice event, I said, excuse me, what is your intention? What do you want? Did you not find any devil except me to share with him? Please go find another devil like you to share with you. Tick! And you save money also. You see, you save long distance or short distance, whatever.
If they call, they got to pay.
Now, in other hand, if I'm sick, really sick, meaning my heart is sick, full of disease, full of envy and jealousy and everything else, and don't forget, nobody envy and jealousy till you I'm envy, no jealousy, nobody. Everybody is envy, jealousy, them, except themselves. But they are the master. Because always the one who claim he doesn't have it, he's the one who have it. Because the believer always claim he's a sick person. And he try to protect himself of his own sickness and the sickness of other. And the hypocrite and the disbeliever, they are the mashallah, they are the wonderful. They are Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful. If you want really a beautiful description about who you are, go to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 1-23. You will love it. From 1-7 is believer. 7-9, disbeliever. 9-23, hypocrite. Look how much Allah gave them. Almost 15 verses for hypocrite. Why? They're sick. And the first thing Allah said, in their heart is disease, Allah increased their disease. Now, Qadr is very simple according to this hadith. I think I shared it with you before, and I will share it with you again inshallah now. Now, this particular topic, by the way, do not dig too much. Because according to Quran and Sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the topic with a small amount of knowledge. Take this knowledge and that's it. Don't try to start philosophizing our life instead of be busy with what Allah wants from you. You see? Because we are a slave, and a slave try to follow what the master wants from him. We do not go and try to check what the master is doing, who we are. We are a slave. And I said it before, in hadith located in Musnad al-Imam Abu Hanifa, meaning one of the book of the Imam Abu Hanifa, radiallahu anhu. And the hadith said, an al-Bara' ibn Azib, radiallahu anhu, one of the companion, in one of the companion, his name Suraqa, he get up. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, talk to us, حدثنا في ديننا الذي ولدنا له. Talk to us about our deen, our faith, the one we have been born for. And والعمل الذي جرت به المقادير وجفت به الأقلام أو وجفت به الصحف. And the deed have been already written, destined, and the books has been dried. means finished. Or is any deed we can reach for certain action? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reply, but according to what has been written and the book has been closed. A man get up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, at this time, why we do anything? He said, do. أعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. Do. Because everyone, Allah will make it easy for what is written for him. And after that, he recite a few verses from Surah Al-Layl, chapter of Layl, the night. I think they are over 7 to 9 verses, because it are tiny verses. I do not remember the number, maybe from 4 to 9 or something like that. If you give me Quran, I will find it for you. Now, the verses said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. Those who are a giver, generous, وَاتَّقَى, and fear of Allah, and have piety. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and believe of what Allah has been promised him, which is the hereafter, paradise. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We will open the door of goodness for them. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. And those who are stingy. And those who are stingy. And they do not want it. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he lied of what Allah promised, and he denied. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. We will make it easy for him to reach the door of hellfire. Can you see now? Three quality. Three quality lead you to paradise, three quality lead you to hellfire. Each one of you ask, where am I? The first quality of the people of paradise, generosity. And generosity in here is not only by money. By money, by hand, by eyes, by mouth, by ear. I'm generous the way I look. I do not look except what Allah wants from me and to me. I will not engage in my mouth unless it is commanded by Allah and the teaching of the Prophet. I will not hear except something to please Allah. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, music is mazamir, is the tools of shaitan. It builds hypocrisy in the heart. Like the water, reduce planet from the seed. Meaning, if I always listening to music, I have to be in a state of hypocrite. I have to, with no doubt. Why? Because the Prophet said so. Because I have many things to do in my life. I finish Quran? No. I finish a hadith? No. I finish learning and teaching? No. I'm reading? No. I'm doing good deed? No. I'm visiting sick? No. What are you doing? You are stingy. You see what I mean now? Either you are generous with your time, with your money, with your ability, with your health, for Allah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. Those who are give. Give to whom? Give to Allah. وَاتَّقَى. And he feared Allah. And he want Allah. And he loved Allah. And he worry about what Allah want. By the way, the second quality, وَاتَّقَى. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he believe of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him. Meaning he doing either to please Allah, and he believe Allah is the truth, and he will fulfill his promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who have this quality, I will open the door of goodness for them. And I will lead them to paradise. In another hand, let's do halaq, I have no time. Let's watch, I have no time. Let's read, I have no time. Let's do good deed, I have no money. Whatever what you do, you always close the door. And in the meantime, where is their money? Going to stupid things. Where is the time? Going to their own desire. Where is their ability and power of strength and mentality? Going to all their own sickness. Meaning they are stingy. Allah said it. They are stingy. And stingy always have two qualities. Stingy against other and stingy to himself. Look how Allah tortures a stingy person. He's stingy. He do not want to give. And he do not want to take. Take from whom? From Allah. Look at how stupid he is. وَلَعَيَدُ بِاللَّهِ May Allah protect us from being among those. Those who are stingy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ Stingy. وَاسْتَغْنَى Imam al-Baghawi, one of the Imam, he said something beautiful. He said, imagine you coming to Allah and you said, I do not want Jannah. I do not want paradise. I do not want you to open the door for me for paradise. Allah, he has only two places. If you do not want to go to paradise, Allah tell you, okay, come on. I take you to hellfire. No problem. It's your choice. Can you see? It is your own choice. You're the one you choose to spend your money. You're the one you choose to spend your time. You're the one you choose to think. You're the one you choose many things according to the status of your heart. Allah said it in the end, فَسَنِيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَ We will open the door of going and leading to hellfire. Because after death is no any three places, only two. Paradise or hellfire. No transit and no coming back. Is this answer qadar? Believe me, if you understand this bunch of verses, it's very small, but believe me, it's enough. You do not need to dig more than that. Just surrender and submit to Allah and you will see it. You will understand it. It's very simple. Any question about Qadr and destiny? We went through it in Ramadan a couple of times, I remember. Everything running for you or toward you and you did not initiate it is a complete pure destiny from Allah. Once you have destiny from Allah, meaning something you did not initiate it, something happened by Allah will, by Allah destined, you should be in what state? Zareeda. Which state you should be in? You are going in through something and you know for a fact you did not initiate it. What you should be? In what state? Your heart. What's that? Contentment. Happy. Why? Whatever Allah written is the best for you only if you know. You agree, sister next to her? Sister next to her, you agree? Or you are out somewhere? Okay, good. Because we are destined to be here. Why? Because we came. Why we came? Because we want Allah. Why we want Allah? Because we want to get closer to Allah. Allah, He promised He will open. But once He opened, He will open the door of test and calamity. To trial us to see if we are sincere or a liar. Who sincere? Is steadfast with Allah. And loyalty to Allah. And be in a state of contentment and happy. Can you think about tomorrow? No. Can you be worried? No. Can you have any thinking? No, because you are believing Allah and you trust in Allah and you have your faith in Allah. Can you keep going back and forth like a yo-yo, like flip-flop? Meaning the act of shayateen. To destroy your time, destroy your connection between you and Allah. And now you are going down, not going up. And the trial will increase as a punishment from Allah of what you're doing. You won't see the trial in the right vision. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change your lens, to able to see what's going on exactly, what you do? I said it before many times. What you do? Huh? Yes, we cry to Allah, but what we do? Allah wants from us something. What is it? What's the first thing? To trust in Allah is what I have now is the best for me, without no doubt. And if I trust in Allah and I believe what I have now under any circumstance is the best for me, what Allah will do? He change condition as soon or later. And He will allow me to see. What the second thing? To live in a state of contentment. What the third? To be patient and thanks to Allah of what He offered me. If I'm living toward the three state, wonder what happened. The lens will be changing. And now I can see better. Allah will give me the depth of the situation. Allah will give me wisdom. Allah will give me vision. Allah will give me light. Allah will give me awareness. Allah will give me a witness. And I will go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But only when I did what Allah waiting for me to have. To connect my heart purely to Allah. I know I'm repeating myself, but you know what happened? It's big difference between hearing and implementing. It's big difference between hearing and learning, and steadfast in the time Allah wanted. And I saw that in the time you're making phone calls. When I hear the phone call, it's completely different. Because you go back automatically to your own habit and custom. What this meaning? You need to a lot of cleaning, a lot of awareness. Have a pen. Has a piece of paper. Record your own conversation. Don't let anybody hear it. Record it. And go back and hear your own self. I believe, without no doubt, if you are a believer, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do that, you will get the shoes and you will beat up yourself. And you will see how much you engage in something is not belong to Allah. Or how much you lie or you backbiting. How much your voice change from a state of humble to a state of arrogant. All this disease. Unless I'm making a struggle internally to try to clean it. Who will clean it for me? Nobody. You cannot get somebody to clean it for you. You have to live it inside and you have to ask Allah to clean it for you. Allah will clean it for you, inshallah. Any question, any concern? And let me tell you something. When you deal with anybody in any colleges or any school or any place and talk to you about any kind of things, think about it for a moment and go back to Allah for a moment inside your heart. Oh Allah, give me guidance, give me vision. Don't answer right away. Connect yourself to Allah. And look, is the person who asked me, he want argue or he want guidance? Ask him, what do you want? Do you really want knowledge? Or he just want to argue. And believe me, a lot of them is honest. They will tell you just some argue. In this case, he really should worry about this topic? No. No. It is his business. If he want knowledge, it's different. Because your time is so precious. You should know how to engage and with whom you engage. Any question, any concern? Any question, any concern? Any question, any concern, you call Allah. Any question, any concern, call Allah. Don't ever answer inside of you. If you answer inside of you, you are a shaitan. But what you do, you connect yourself. Oh Allah, give me Allah, guide me Allah, Give me vision, Ya Allah. Always. Don't assume. Stop assuming. Stop saying, but I think. What do you mean you think? Think is not knowledge. Either you know or you don't know. I remember when my kids was young and I started to see it in America. A lot of people said, I think. What do you mean you think? Either you know or you don't know. Because once you think and wonder on all this world, meaning you add shaitan in your life. Because in Islam teach us either I know or I don't know. If you know, talk. If you do not know, don't talk. Finished. If it benefit you, talk. If it will not benefit you, don't talk. If it will benefit other, talk. If it will not benefit other, don't talk. Very simple. If it go with you in a grave, talk about it. If it not go with you in a grave, don't talk about it. And be honest inside your family. Do what I'm telling you now inside of your family. If they engage in nonsense, don't engage. Don't give them big lecture. No. Just don't engage. Stop it. But don't engage and come and blame them. It doesn't work. Because you are sick like them. First we immigrate toward Allah. And we get away from anything else except of Allah. This is the first stage. And be patient. Without patience, you cannot reach nothing. Patient. Please, patient, patient, patient. Patient with Allah. Patient for Allah. Patient toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the quality He be pleased with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us vision and light and understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wisdom from His ultimate wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a pure servant to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah allow us to be working for Allah, purely to Allah, and put barakah in what we're doing, and put blessing in what we're doing, and put light of what we're doing, and light other and their heart and version by the will of Allah. Allah is the doer, He's the owner, He's the creator. He's the one do whatever He wants. Without seeking Allah, we cannot go anywhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, resurrected as a Muslim, purely with Iman from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.